Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers." But the sheep did not listen to them. "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we encounter the Good Shepherd, who is really noble shepherd, the noble shepherd who knows his flock intimately. Good Shepherd Sunday is also the World Day of Prayer for Vocations in the Church. So today we are invited to pray for every vocation in the Church. In all three liturgical cycles that we have, the fourth Sunday of Easter presents a passage from John's Gospel about the Good Shepherd. And this is what we have just heard. In the Old Testament, God himself is represented as the shepherd of his people. We read from Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He is our God, and we are his people, the flock is shepherds." The future Messiah also is described with the image of the shepherd. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom, and leading the young with care, says Prophet Isaiah. In the Bible and the ancient Near East, shepherd was also a political title that stressed the obligation of kings to provide for their subjects. The title connoted total concern for and dedication to others. As Jesus emphasizes, the good shepherd should lay his life for the sheep. In our case, it means that we have to bear witness to the love which inspires us to lay down our lives in the service of others. Jesus said somewhere, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be given to you as well." So when we speak of laying our life for the sheep, we should not lose sight of our duty to do whatever we can to protect the lives of others, and thus to counter ways of thinking which justify taking innocent lives. "My sheep listen to my voice," Jesus continues. To listen to the voice of Jesus, our good shepherd, is to believe, trust, and live according to what is dictated by Jesus in the Gospels, because that's where we encounter his voice. So as we reflect on the gospel of the Good Shepherd, let us ask the Lord to open our hearts and minds ever more fully to hear his voice and his call. "I am the Good Shepherd," the Lord tells us. "I know my own, and my own know me." Truly, Jesus knows us even more deeply than we know ourselves, and he has a plan for each one of us. So today, Jesus invites every one of us to hear and heed his call. But how does he call us? He may call us through our parents, through our superiors, through church leaders, our Holy Father and bishops, through the scriptures, but more especially through our conscience, that interior voice which urges us to make right choices in our lives. That's how God calls us. Thus, he invites all of us to follow him and build up his church. He invites young men to hear his call to the priestly ministry, to the priestly vocation. He invites young women to hear his call to consecrated life. He invites Christians to hear his call to the sacrament of matrimony. He invites those already in the sacrament of matrimony to be faithful always to their marriage vows. That's how he calls us, and that's what he calls us to do. Jesus wants you to make his voice heard and it work for the growth of his kingdom. It can also be a call to come to church on Sunday. You should be hearing God urging you to come to church. It is Sunday. You should go to church for Sunday Mass and so on. So whenever you hear that voice, do not neglect it. It can also be a call to take your child to Catholic school so that they can be brought up in a Christian way. It can also be a call to respond to a call to build the church in different ways, like contributing or fulfilling your pledges to Capital Campaign or whatever we are called to do in that respect. Or it can be a call to join one of the societies we have, religious societies, like St. Vincent, Our Lady of Assumption Sodality, and so on. So whenever our Good Shepherd calls us to do such activities, let us not turn a deaf ear to his voice. For he says, I know my own, and my own know me. He knows our strengths, our abilities, and our limitations. Whenever he calls us for a particular mission, a particular activity, he is sure that we can fulfill it. So let us not give excuses. Let us follow him with joy and allow him to guide us in all our ways. Amen.